a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Nice morning, a little cooler than we're accustomed to here in the heat belt. 13 degrees is what we got going. Always great to talk with Jana Gageland, then follow it up with this segment, our morning zoo, with Kathy and Tom from Chankabazoo, a very, very busy place. Nothing ever slows down there, no matter what time of year. You know, you're just, there's always something happening.
Always.
Always, and that's the way you like it. Talk about hop into spring. We got that coming up.
And it's an annual event.
Yes.
And it's really doing well. People are looking for that opportunity, I think, to say, hey, even with this nice weather, it's going to be, well, we'll see better than, we don't know what it'll be. It's March, people. But,
yeah, absolutely.
March 16th is our 10 to 2 a hop into spring, our traditional, not traditional, come to the Nature Center and see the chicks and the ducklings. Admission's just $10 a family. Or you can use your membership, and you can get your membership that day.
What a great way to do some family bonding.
Yes.
When did you first come up with this hop into spring thing? It's been a while. You've been doing it quite a while.
4 years, maybe more. 4 or 5 years, but I don't know, time flies.
Well, in air, like everything down there,
I know
there,
we
just
have it on a
growing
calendar somewhere, and I will be told when I get back what it is. But it started with, let's go through the zoo, let's get a scavenger hunt. And then the years we couldn't do it, it was too cold. We just said, just come to the Nature Center anyway. We're here. Everybody just show up. And that was last year, actually.
Yeah.
But people still came, and it was so much fun. And last year, people are still remarking on the ducks, the loose ducks, because they were so big.
Sure.
We ordered them a little early. And they were really big, and they were running amok. Ducks amok.
Ducks amok at
ducks
the zoo.
Ducks amok in the Nature Center, and Tom MacGyvered his fence. And after he did all that work, and people helped, I turned around, and there in the educator's office is my fence that he told me, and that Bruce told me was in there.
How'd
and
that
I didn't,
work out?
I did not see that in time.
That was just awesome. But I think she was just getting even, because the first year we did this, I had an animal trip lined up. And she goes, you're doing what? And I said, I have all these zoos lined up. I have to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember getting a phone call going, there is people everywhere.
It was
and
great.
I said, that
see, I love
such,
that.
No,
yeah,
it was great.
It's such a great problem to have.
We just needed another tour guide.
Yeah.
I was
right,
actually bragging to him and saying, ha-ha, you're not here for this fun. So... Yeah, so this year, ducklings and chicks, and the ducklings might be big again, but you know what? People like that, too.
Absolutely.
And some other ed animals, and Bruce and Melissa will be in there with that. And we will have Ariana in the front doing memberships, and we just got a lot of fun stuff for that. So hopefully we can do the scavenger hunt and get your eggs, but you're going to get eggs. And either way, you're going to get your bag of candied eggs to
all
take
right
home.
I love that.
I love that, too. And we're just happy. And yesterday we posted a picture talking about hop into spring. I don't know that grizzly bears actually hop, but... There's a picture that zookeeper Hannah took, and we posted it. And Copper, the bears are out now outside, and he's sitting at the edge of his empty pond, and he's got his feet dangling over.
Well, of course he does. Go and take a hint, guys.
And it's the cutest picture because it's like toes in the water, you know, I don't know where his rear end is, but it's but he's ready for spring, because for a while we didn't know that they knew we had a soft winter. And Tom kept saying, they know something we don't know. They're still sleeping. So
Is it torpor? I ask you this every year.
It's torpor.
Torpor. And it's not hibernation, really?
Not really. It's a form of it, but it's not a true hibernating small mammal.
Mm-hmm.
If you run across a small hibernating mammal in the wild, you'll swear that they're no longer alive.
Sure.
It could be knock, knock. And then all of a sudden, you know, they drop their heart rate a lot more. They just go into this deep, deep sleep, where the bears drop their body temperatures only a few degrees.
Wow. Okay.
They are just... I don't know. Their metabolism, you know, is still there. It's just slower. They don't eat, drink, defecate, urinate. But they're easy to wake up.
We tell kids
very easy to wake up.
We tell kids it's like poking dad when he just fell asleep on the couch. He wakes up a little like, what do you want?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, the bears are the same
way. They
kind
of give you that look, too. Yeah. It's like, what are you up to?
Copper's got his big lip quivering going, yeah, come on in and poke me.
Oh, you got to love those two. Hey, the big news this year, there's an early open at the zoo.
Early open.
And the weather's still cooperating.
Well,
so,
that's good because we urge people to look at Facebook or call anyway, because if it's a little iffy on the weather, you know, we're going to. So each weekend in April, starting on Friday, check to see if we're open. We plan to be open and come on down for a early season visit.
Right.
And then starting on the 27th, we will be open every day for the season, but the weather permitting for those first ones, you know, check it out. I mean, it doesn't have to be warm. We just don't want a snowstorm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or sleet or rain or something like
that.
So
away.
If the weather looks bad, check us out first. But otherwise, we'll be open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That cleanup weekend is still that second Saturday.
All right.
We'll be cleaning up in the morning and be open in the afternoon and all these things. So check us out all the time because we want you to go on our Facebook and our website anyway.
And, yeah, because it's fun. You post a lot of fun things on there.
Or give us a call because we're really enjoying
visiting
with everybody.
Google has a habit of putting the wrong things on there.
No.
And people call
it's just
Google. It's got to be true.
Here the situation is sometimes when we Google something, any of us, and we don't open it all the way where it pops up, and if it pops up, the first thing you see is Chinkapazoo is open daily, and if you don't open it, it'll say daily during the months of, you know. And so people just have, so it's not necessarily they're wrong, it's people need to open it up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all guilty of that sometimes.
Otherwise, they think you're open year round every day,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And again, by appointment. So so just all those good fun facts because we like to accommodate, but the season's coming, and with that, there'll be some equipment on the pathways and things, so less likely to just be open at the spur of the moment
until
the dates that we, you know, or even by appointment in that time because we have to clean up some stuff. But the main cleanup will be the 27th.
Okay.
I mean, sorry, the second Saturday in April. So if you're not too confused right now, early opening for the zoo starting the 5th, open weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday until the 27th where we open daily.
Mm-hmm.
Weather permitting for those first few weekends, cleanup still that second Saturday.
And we will keep you updated right here, too,
absolutely,
with everything that's going on.
Absolutely.
So.
And you can always check out your website, too.
Absolutely.
And if people want to come in early or companies come in early to help with cleanup and get stuff ready, they're more than welcome. We love seeing them. We have some great companies in town that show up with 15, 20 people and say, put us to work.
Wow.
And
they call
ahead.
Well, you guys got a lot of friends, yeah.
I know we have some high schoolers coming over, too. So,
all right.
We need to arrange that, and we'll have the equipment. We have the projects.
So I was going to say, how does that work? And that's probably a Tom Schmaltz question. How do you keep that all divided up? It's like you're going to go here and you're – how is that mapped out, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Mass confusion.
I doubt that.
No, not quite. We just figure out what we need, what's a priority, and then we find out what are your talents,
mm-hmm.
what do you like to do, what are you good at, and divide the people up that way, and it works out really well.
Wow, I'd just be sitting in the Nature Center having coffee with you, Kathy.
Oh, like I'm sitting
that's
in there.
I know.
No, I probably will be because because you'd be there, and you're going to be down there.
June 1st.
Yes.
We already settled that.
Yes.
I'm going to be down there with snow leopards like
and
you've
then
never
before
seen
we,
before.
Before we open, too,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be down.
Yes.
On the air.
Absolutely.
Did I just put that out there?
No. That is a tradition, and we never miss that. So, in closing, new at the zoo this year, what do we got? People coming
new
in.
New at the zoo, Bill Dablo on the pathways painting snow leopards right away.
Yeah.
New at the zoo, the cougars, of course. People, I think they're thinking, God, Kathy, do you have any other animals? You post cougar videos every day.
But you
African
love them.
Crested porcupines.
Yeah.
Oh, the porcupines. Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Some people got to see them last fall.
Right.
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 And that was late last fall. It was after the zoo closed. And they're working right now to have them leash trained so they can have them out on the pathways. So hopefully things keep going as they are. And wow. I mean, that's pretty cool when you see somebody walking their porcupine.
No kidding. That's something I don't think I've ever seen is walking the porcupine.
You're seeing lemurs, and more lemurs. Leaping lemurs. We have more lemurs now.
They're so much fun.
And so don't forget, we have the lemur feedings back. Mm-hmm. So all those things. But even just to watch all them out in that habitat.
Right.
And we just stand and look at them, you know, the crew
they're
does, because
so
they're
fun,
so
yeah.
much fun. And some new things in the petting zoo, and the goat bridge will be open.
All right.
The Jim Oliver goat bridge will be open. And so, yeah, all these things to look forward to. And in the Nature Center, a bunch of stuff. You got to come in and see all that.
Absolutely.
And you will, because that's where you'll be broadcasting from.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The good things happen, and just every year just gets bigger and better down in
Kankakee.
We have
so many friends, and it's just wonderful. Every day we hear something that makes our day.
Love having the two of you in here every Thursday. Kind of makes my week.
Love being here.
Tom and Kathy, Kankakee Zoo. It's our edition of the Morning Zoo for March the 7th. We talk Morning Zoo, all things Kankakee Zoo, every Thursday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Got a sunny sky, 19 degrees. Thursday, March 7th, Quintown Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Daplow. Good morning. Minnesota State Patrol says a Pelican Rapids man was killed in a crash in Chippewa County on Tuesday. Crash happened around 5 p.m. A semi and pickup truck collided at the intersection of Highway 7 and County Road 4 north of Maynard. 59-year-old Timmy Tarnowski of